This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Former Douglas County Schools Superintendent Corey Weiss plans to sue over his controversial firing this month. School officials were notified today to produce records related to his dismissal, including internal communications over the district's equity and COVID policies. Weiss's firing led to a widespread teacher protest that resulted in classes being canceled for a day and a student walkout. Denver is giving out overdose prevention medication to residents. Denverite's Esteban Hernandez reports.
People in Denver can visit the city's website, denvergov.org, and request free doses of naloxone, a medication that can reverse opioid overdoses. Residents can also get fentanyl testing strips at no cost. These strips help detect the synthetic opioid, which can be deadly. Its presence in the city's drug supply has led to an increase in fatal overdoses. The city started providing the free supplies last year in an attempt to save lives. City officials say orders take about a week to complete. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
And that website again is denvergov.org. DUI enforcement is ramping up statewide starting today. CDOT says preliminary data show that more than 30 people have died in crashes so far this year, and nearly half of the crashes involved an impaired driver. State Patrol and local police will increase efforts to prevent impaired driving over the holiday weekend. Mostly clear for lower elevations tonight. It'll be partly cloudy in the mountains. It will be partly sunny and warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News.